with our message series called Wise Up, How to Live Well. This is part 4 of 6. We're looking at what the Bible teaches us about just how we can live well, particularly the book of Proverbs. God is interested in the day-to-day reality of our lives. He's interested in the big spiritual stuff, if you like, but he's also interested in just as living well and as being wise, making good decisions, doing well when it comes to our relationships, doing well when it comes to our work, doing well when it comes to our finances, whatever it might be, God is interested in that. And his word speaks into that. So in a way, what I'm going to do now, we're going to get quite practical today, because over the last 3 weeks, for those of you who've been around, we've kind of laid a bit of a foundation for wisdom in our lives. But as of today, we start to kind of build on that foundation and look at actual areas of life and what the Bible says about those. So when you get practical, it can feel like a bit of a gear change. You know, we've been singing these great truths about God. We've been glorifying God. And now all of a sudden, we're going to be talking about quite detailed, quite specific things. But actually, it's not really a gear change. It's all spiritual. It's all part of our lives. It's all part of what God is interested in. So I'm going to skip through this bit at the start, Crawford, the three foundational things just on the slides there. And what I want to talk about today is the whole area of listening and speaking. Listening and speaking. The book of Proverbs and the whole of Scripture has a whole lot to say about our listening, how we hear and receive and take on board what people are saying in our lives, and about talking, the way we use words. It's a really important topic. If I think back over my own life, I would say it's the relationships I've had where I've really been able to listen and receive from other people that have blessed me the most. And have moved me forward, you know, more than perhaps hearing a great preach from a platform, more than perhaps powerful times of worship or encountering God, as good as those things are, just those kinds of relationships where people are able to speak into my life, and when I've really listened, they have been the most influential things. And I'm sure whatever influence I have been able to have on other people has been about the words I've used, whether I've used words to build people up, or perhaps unintentionally tear people down. So it's a really, really important topic. And actually a verse not in Proverbs, in James 1 verse 19, is going to be kind of the foundation of what I want to say today. And it's this, James 1 verse 19, I don't know if we can find that on the slides there. It says, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. we're quite a few slides in, Crawford. You haven't been quick to listen to what I've been saying. Be quick to listen. Hey, slow to speak and slow to get angry. Now, at this point, some of you are like, I'm already challenged. I've already heard enough from God. Be quick to listen, slow to speak. That's me done. I can go away and reflect on that. But I want to talk about two things. Being quick to listen and being slow to speak, and what that means for our lives, and how God can help us live wise, well-lived lives because of these two things. So the first thing, be quick to listen. Perhaps there is a reason why God has given us 2 ears and 1 mouth. There's a reason why our mouths naturally rest in a closed position for most of us, and our ears are always open. Because God wants us to be people who are quick to listen. What does that mean? Well, a few things. Firstly, being quick to listen is more than simply hearing. There's a big difference between really listening and just hearing, isn't there? My wife asks me to do lots of jobs around the house. I always hear her. I don't always listen to her. Hearing is just being aware that somebody is speaking. Maybe, you know, getting good at being aware somebody's speaking, not speaking over them, not being rude. But it's not necessarily listening. Listening is an attitude, I suppose. Listening is having an attitude of someone who is eager to receive and take on board what somebody else is saying. Eager to grow. Eager to learn. Eager to be challenged. And in the book of Proverbs, when you look at all these different proverbs, when it talks about listening, it uses phrases like taking advice, giving heed to instruction, even things like loving discipline. In other words, being the kind of person who really wants to listen and receive from and be changed by the words of other people. In fact, really listening is about humility, isn't it? Maybe I have something to learn from somebody else. Maybe I don't have it all right. Maybe my opinions on this matter or the decision I'm thinking right now I'm going to make, it's not the whole picture. And I can receive from and hear from and grow from other people. Secondly, being quick to listen is about not being independent. It's a good question to ask ourselves. Are we too independent? And we live in a culture that worships independence. You know, you stand on your own two feet, you make your own decisions, you don't need anyone else. It's just about you and what you want to do and how you want to live. But this is what it says in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Wise people who want to succeed in life, whether that's succeeding when it comes to their walk with God, whether that's succeeding when it comes to their relationships, whether that's succeeding in their finances, succeeding in raising kids, succeeding in their workplace, or in just making good decisions, wise people have many advisors. What I mean by that is not so much that they kind of formally set up a group of people who are like their council of advisors, but just they might do that, and that can be a good thing to do, but it's more informal. They just live their life in such a way where they have their ears open and they listen to others and they learn from others and they take on board what others have to say. It's not a sign of maturity to make decisions more independently the more that you go on. That doesn't mean you're wise because you don't need counsel or you need less advice as you go on with God or whatever it might be. A sign of maturity would be increasingly in your decision making and in the way you live, seeking out counsel, seeking out advice, seeking out input. You know, sometimes we're too quick, aren't we, to make major, major decisions without seeking counsel and seeking advice. I'm moving. I'm making this huge financial decision. I'm going to raise my kids this way. And we're quite good as Christians. We can spiritualize it, can't we? Well, God's told me. It always makes me laugh when people say that. And especially if you think, well, it doesn't sound like the kind of thing God would tell you to do to me. Maybe God has put people in our lives as a means through which he wants to speak to us. God can speak to us. I'm not denying that. God can speak to us. But it would strike me as strange if God has spoken to me and everyone else I speak to thinks it's a stupid idea. Maybe God hasn't spoken to me. Or maybe we need to, because we can get quite precious, can't we? Maybe we need to have the humility to say, well, maybe God's spoken to me, but let's test it out. What do other people think? Don't be too independent. Let's not be too proud or too afraid or too precious about decisions we want to make, maybe about the things we would love to do, we would like to do, to seek out counsel. Plans rarely fail because there's been too much advice seeking. Seeking counsel, seeking advice doesn't mean you have to act on it. But it's always good to seek counsel and advice. Plans don't tend to fail because we do that too little. They tend to fail because we don't do that enough. Third thing about being quick to listen can be painful. I'll tell you a story. When I first started doing a bit of preaching, it wasn't in this church, but there was one guy who used to come up to me every time I preached, and he took it upon himself to give me advice.
But what he really did was he used to rip it to shreds, right?
And he wasn't a leader in the church or anything like that. It was just a guy, an older guy, who I think in a pretty patronizing way, it has to be said, had taken it upon himself to come and teach me a thing or two. Always immediately after every single message as well. And it was painful. And the truth is, most of what he said, and I talked this through with guys in leadership, and they had exactly the same experience whenever they preached as well. Most of what he said wasn't true. In fact, most of what he said was rubbish. And I found it really difficult. But then I started listening. You see, there's a grain of truth in every criticism. It might not be the thing the person criticizing you thinks it is, but there will be something you can take on board. There will be something you can learn from. I became a much better preacher because of that guy. Not because of any of the things he thought I should change or I should do in the way I preached, but amidst what he was saying, there were things I could learn. Maybe I'm not clear enough on those bits. Maybe the way I say things sometimes opens it up to people misinterpreting me or hearing what I'm not saying. Maybe I need to kind of simplify it a bit or use a few more pitches. Whatever. There was a lot I learned from the guy. I wouldn't tell him that, by the way. But a lot of the listening and the learning God wants you to do via what other people say is not going to come to you dressed up in a wise, gentle, loving package. It's going to come to you when people challenge you. It's going to come to you when difficult people speak into your situation and into your life. And if we're not quick enough to listen, if we're not quick enough to think, rather than react, rather than close my ears, maybe there's something here, we won't end up building a wise life. And the final thing on being quick to listen is knowing you will become like the company that you keep. So, yeah, in one sense, we need to be quick to listen to anyone and everyone, even that person who's difficult and challenging. But we need to make sure we're seeking out relationships with people who we admire and who can mentor us and who can speak into our lives. Because we're going to become like the people we really give ear to and we really allow to speak into our life. Proverbs 13 verse 20 says, "Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm." Are there people you proactively go to and speak to when you're making big decisions in life? Are there people who you're doing everything you can to walk alongside? That kind of speaks of doing life with people, regularly checking in with people, regularly allowing them to speak into your life. Don't be too proud to seek that out. And it might be in different areas of your life, there are different people. You know, I really admire the way that person kind of does family. I really admire, that person seems to have their finances in kind of much better place than I do. That person, spiritually, they've got a lot to give. That person, really prophetically, can speak into my life. But we seek out wise people, and we recognize that if we're quick to listen to them, we will grow and we will become more like them and we will develop. And it's really important. And in fact, the busier you are, the more you're giving out, whether it's at work, whether it's in church, whether it's in family life, the more you need to seek out these relationships, the more you need to make it a priority. And no one else will do the legwork. We can't wait for the person we want to speak into our life to come and seek us out. We've got to put in the legwork. Get time with them. Get alongside them. Being quick to listen. It's more than simply hearing. It's about not being independent. It's painful sometimes. And it's about seeking out good people who can speak into our life and having the humility to allow that to happen. So the second thing was being slow to speak. This is different to saying you should never speak. I thought to myself, it's a good job there are no connect groups this week, because everyone will just be sitting around trying to look wise and thoughtful and listen, you know. Everyone will be afraid to speak. It's not about never speaking. In fact, I don't even think it's a comment on, you know, some people are more talkative than others. I don't really even think it's a comment on that. That's kind of okay. But in Proverbs, it talks a lot about being able to hold your tongue. 10 verse 19, sin is not ended by multiplying words, but the prudent hold their tongues. 11 verse 12, whoever derides their neighbor has no sense, but the one who has understanding holds their tongue. 17 verse 28, even fools are thought wise if they keep silent, and discerning if they hold their tongues. I like this one because if you ever find yourself in situations where you feel a little bit out of your depth, and you feel a little bit like you're the biggest fool in the room, if you just don't say anything, everyone will think you're really wise anyway. It's worth knowing. But seriously, what does it mean to be able to hold your tongue? What does it mean to be slow to speak? Well, the first thing, being slow to speak means you don't just react. When we're too quick to speak, it's often because we just react. We have a knee-jerk reaction to something that's happened or something that somebody said, and we just speak out of a place of just reacting. It's rarely wise to do that. And we can react for all sorts of different reasons. We can react because we're hurt. We can react because we're angry. We can react because we're offended. You know, it's interesting. Offense is something that has to be taken. We can choose not to take offense and react from a place of offense. We can react because maybe, you know, thinking back to previous weeks, we talked about guarding our hearts. Maybe there's stuff in our lives we need to deal with, and we know when somebody says something like that or something like that happens, we just react because we've got some stuff in our lives we need to deal with. But we can react for really good reasons as well. We can react and be too quick to speak out of a place of compassion, out of a caring and pastoral heart. You know, we see a situation and we want to fix it, right? We want to help. Nothing wrong with that, but it can make us too quick to speak. It can make us unwise. For example, let me give you an example. You know, our work in the hub and through CAP, you know, we're encountering people all the time who have a lot of challenging situations going on in their lives.